May 11th, 2021, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting of the Monroe Town Board for May 11th, 2021. We will not be joined by Councilmember Hogan tonight, he has a prior commitment. And I would ask the clerk for roll call.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And if everyone will please rise and report, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for that. First item is approval of minutes. We have the regular town board meeting minutes for April 27, 2021, as well as the audit meeting that was conducted on the same day.
I wasn't here for the audit, so I'll just put it
on. Okay, sure.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the regular town board meeting for April 27, 2021.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the audit meeting minutes from April 27, 2021.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstained.
Abstentions.
Abstained.
Abstention by Councilmember Van Tassel. Number two is set future meetings and workshops. I'm okay at this time. I do have a brief update for everyone on COVID-19. And it is as follows. Presently, as of 3 o'clock today, in Saratoga County, there have been 15,014 confirmed cases of residents that have tested positive for COVID-19. Countywide, there have been 166 deaths. Presently, there's 151 active cases in the county, which is down dramatically since our last board meeting, where we had actually 288. So that's a good direction, good numbers to be moving in. A number of recovered cases today is 14,697. Presently, there's 10 individuals that are hospitalized. That number is down from the 15 that we had at our last board meeting. And here in the town of Monroe, there have been a total number of confirmed cases at 697. Number of deaths has been 12 to date. There's presently 11 active cases, which extrapolates to 674 individuals that have recovered. In the village of South Glens Falls, the total number of confirmed cases today is 203. There have been zero deaths, and there are presently six active cases, which means 197 individuals have recovered. The 7-day average testing positivity rate is presently 1.5% for Saratoga County. It's down from a couple weeks ago at 1.8%. As of April, May 11th, today, the number of Saratoga County residents that have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine is presently 55.8%, and the number of residents that have completed the series is at 47.5%. What is which I'm very pleased to report, from the seniors' vaccination standpoint, 82.5% of the seniors in Saratoga County have received at least one dose, and 75.8% of our seniors are considered series complete, which are very good numbers for our most vulnerable population. And these numbers do not include those individuals. does not include seniors that have received a vaccine from the federal government, i.e. through the Veterans Administration or other federal entities. So very good numbers. I'm very pleased to report that. Item four on the agenda this evening is, as I indicated at our last board meeting, a discussion on the Town Code, Chapter 70, which is in relation to fences. I actually got another email, actually all board members got an email today from another resident where there's a situation which makes our present code onerous to what she would like to have happen on her particular parcel. I indicated to her that we would be bringing it up at tonight's board meeting. We have some recommendations from our zoning administrative changes. I have recommendations. I don't know if I provided to you yet, Carla. What I would like to do is have the board members weigh in on the correspondence we received today, as well as the existing code for fences, and get maybe recommended changes or comments to Carlos so you know, we can take a look at maybe a draft local law for the next board meeting.
Yep, that works. I know that Jim had done some work on it and had sent it to you folks. I can forward that again to you, so you're looking off of Jim's draft. Is that what you want to do? Or do you want
off of Jim's draft, but I'd also like you know, board members have any additional thoughts over what Jim has suggested. I know that we need to have some changes that accommodate the agricultural district to bring something to so that our people in the ag district are compliant with the existing code and they're using fences that are considered best management practices. We have some unique situations. This is the second one in two or three weeks that has come to my attention. And I'll forward that to you, Carlo, for input. But we should take a look at her concerns, because it's not, you know, obviously it's specific to her lot, but it's a townwide issue that we need to look into. And pretty much when these issues come up, it's on those unusually shaped lots that are triangles that are on corners of public highways. Because of the unique requirements that we have for setbacks and height of fences and things like that. So I think there should be a way to accommodate that. I think we can work that out. But I'd like to hear from board members' thoughts on that before we get too far down the road. And if we get that to Carla, you know, we can iron out a draft and maybe discuss that next board meeting. And then we can move forward with it and make more changes.
Email
everyone says
on the top of your email chain.
If I just ask one question, isn't it the fact that, excuse me, that we don't have fences under the zoning chapter? Why I can't go to a zoning board for a variance? Is that part of it, or is that not part of it?
It doesn't allow for any kind of anything in the chapter for a variance.
Right.
It doesn't matter where the code is.
So it doesn't have to be under zoning, the chapter fences does not have to be under zoning in order to go in front of the zoning board of appeals?
If it is in the zoning code, then it goes through the zoning board of appeals.
And wouldn't that be the best way for us to go?
I think that's where we're going.
Right, so we can take this chapter and just move it.
Right.
Just renumber it.
And then
we'll make the changes and renumber it and put it in zoning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you.
Alright, so we do a little more work there, Carla.
Not a problem.
Item 5, Recreation Department, a couple of requests from the rec leader. First one is to, in regards to hiring lifeguards so that we can get the beach open this year. Has the rec committee been working to make sure that we're compliant? Protocols, COVID-19 protocols, or do we have to take additional measures down there?
know, I mean, I'm not in the committee, but I'm speaking with Peter about some applicants. I know he's aware of all of the requirements and doesn't feel as if we're not going to be able to meet them.
Was that going to be able to?
No, we're going to be able to meet all the requirements. Sorry. Yeah, so he didn't have any concern.
Same position. He knows that in all the departments are right. We move forward as long as we all meet the guidelines. I think to your point, though, we might want to just make sure we're aware of some of those and make sure that these applicants are aware of it in writing so that we understand. So we can circle back on that. But.
And the only reason I ask that is that the state has directed the local courts to open up. I think it's May
25th.
After our next, right before our next board meeting. However, they have strict requirements for monitoring. Someone has to be checking everybody in. You can't do a self-evaluation. You know, the town responsible for taking temperature. You know, all that stuff, which is going to require more effort on the part of the town staff. So, you know, if those are the same protocols that are going to be required to open up the beach this year, we have to be ready for it. So we just want to make sure we're ready to go, because we typically open at Memorial Day, right, for the beach, which is just around the corner. So with that, we have a request for employees to staff the beach, and we have returning employees as senior lifeguards. We also have rehires of lifeguards, and we also have a recommendation for to hire two new individuals that have not worked with town before. I don't know if anybody wants to talk about those, and just want me to read the resolution on that.
I don't actually know any of the new hires, so I can't talk about who they are.
I mean, specific to the individuals, I know a couple of the rehires. I do know that I've been involved in Peter's hiring process and interviewing and looking at the people as well. I'm comfortable with him as a department head in this particular topic with his recommendation.
So then we'll be looking for a resolution to hire as new employees Austin Peltier, $12.50 an hour, and Megan DePoy, same rate of pay, effective May 23rd, 2021. Also returning lifeguards, there's a recommendation to rehire Dave Richard at $13 an hour, and Riley Quinn Cahill at $13 an hour, as well as to rehire newly designated senior lifeguards for the town, Zachary Smacko at $14.50 per hour, and Caleb Perry at $14 per hour. I would just, in keeping with our hiring practices, I believe that the new hires would be subject to pre-employment visits prior to starting, correct?
Correct. And they all know that they have to complete their certifications.
What about the returning ones? So that would have to be included in the resolution. Somebody would like to move that.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? I'm going to abstain on the resolution only because I think it's very important, actually critical, that elected officials be involved in the hiring process. And I know that the new individuals, I don't want to hold up the hiring. I was not involved in the interview, but I want that for record. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries with one abstention, Mr. Supervisor. So, that's the first item for the right. Next item I have is in relation to the request to. Thank you. to purchase nine rubber mats for disc golf tee pads. The town has received three prices. First one is from Morley Athletic Supply Company in Amsterdam, New York, at $1,370.81 with shipping. The second vendor is Linear Rubber Products out of Coldwater, Ohio, which is $1,768.55 with shipping. And the third vendor is Rubber Flooring Incorporated out of Mesa, Arizona, at $1,999.07 with shipping. The recommendation is to go with rubber mats from the Morley Athletic Supply Company out of Amsterdam. At the cost of $1,370.81, which includes shipping.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. In relation to the purchase of a new freezer for the girls' softball club concession stand. And there's a request that the town purchase this. We have not budgeted money for this purchase. Historically, girls' softball purchased the last freezer that was down there. And that allowed them to exclude any other use of that freezer. However, if the town is going to purchase that, that's public property, and anybody can have access to that. I don't know if anybody's had that conversation with the girls' softball. We did not budget monies for this unanticipated equipment purchase. The recommendator is recommending that we utilize funding from the budget amount for the grills that we're going to put in at REC. I don't support that. My goal, I think the board's goal, has always been to expand our recreational opportunities. One way we can do that is by adding new equipment down there. My intent in supporting that in the budget was to have more areas in the park where you could really.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You don't support replacing the freezer that has become town property and our responsibility to maintain through our contract? You don't support using that fund?
I don't support using that fund.
Give a recommendation on another fund?
I do not.
Okay. Was more of that
to the house? Has anybody talked to the
yeah.
house?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
It's a little bit of a slippery slope because back in 2016, I believe, we started to have a discussion about our desire to move away from in-kind trade.
Right.
It's just a messy thing. And then we built into the contracts verbiage that said that if we did take something in in-kind trade, it would become property of the town of Rome. And I think that if we're going to take ownership of them, which we did in the last, this harbor that's there, we also start to take on some responsibility. And up to this point, we've been allowed to rent that concession stand over the last 2 years and let other entities use it. So they already know there's no exclusive. They said they'd be willing, there was some discussion that they'd be willing to pay for it, but then they're going to want exclusive rights. And we have a position adopted. So I guess we need to know which way the town wants it, because you really can't.
Well, my only concern is, you know, I don't want to see a sign on a town purchase for the freezer that says, grow softball use home.
Yeah,
that I made the problem.
Absolutely. I believe we've addressed it in the contract, but there's, that could certainly be addressed more formally if it hasn't. There's absolutely no position that the current committee is taking that it could be exclusive use. We're very clear.
Okay.
If we're going to take on ownership, which then puts us in a position of it's ours to maintain, maybe not necessarily means it's ours to replace, that's a decision we make, I get that, then it's got to be available to anybody that we let rent that concession stand, because we're looking to generate revenue.
Right. So did some have that concession?
Yeah.
And they're not going to put a sign up on it that says...
They know, I don't know if we discuss a sign, because I don't know if that's an issue today. What the discussion was, that if we own it, it's available, it's not their exclusive use.
Okay.
So, if you want...
So the question is, where do we fund this?
Yeah, we went back and told the supervisor to, the department head to give us a recommendation on where to fund it. So it wasn't budgeted, we told them we needed to find it, and that's what presented us. Didn't give them additional instruction to not take it out of a particular fund that we recommended.
Well, I think it's my opinion is that as we're expanding the park, part of that expansion includes providing greater access to grill down there. I don't want something that is a maintenance item in my mind to come out of something that was discussed in the park and road down there. So I don't know, is there other recommendations elsewhere?
Yeah, no, we have those. Find
out
if we can do that.
And has Peter mentioned having someone come and look at to see why it broke down and just repair it? Is that not an option?
I don't know who he called. It's my understanding that we've reached out to some repair people, and it was recommended that it would cost more to repair.
I mean, I know I've been down there for some of the big softball tournament weekends. And I don't know what I've seen. They call Food by George truck.
Mm-hmm.
And they run frozen food in and out of the truck all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if there's something big coming up this weekend, you know, they might not be out of luck, but there's other options if you're not able to purchase for this weekend.
Oh,
bigger
donations all the time.
I have no problem going and finding another place to recommend that we pull it from.
Is this something that has to happen tonight or no?
Nothing has to happen, right? There's more decision. Obviously, softball's starting up. When do
they start first sales?
He's in the last page of his email. He says the third to last sentence, the goal is to get the concession stand fully open by next week. And this one out Thursday. That was on May 3rd.
The other consideration, it says a sensor, I don't think there's any surprise. Everybody's fully aware of the shortage and high demand, the shortage of any kind of appliances and difficulty getting them. So we were looking at websites where they were available to the vendors. Some, as you can see, have extended delivery time, everybody who's watched the nose, knew them, getting the appliance a little bit tough. So there was the additional delay, and that was the desire to get in tonight's meeting. But again, go back and find another one.
So I'm looking at for playgrounds. We have for under equipment, we appropriated $8,400. And then we have just an amount of $12,000. So we did a $3,700 increase from the original budget. So it appears that we have an unencumbered balance of $8,100, making six.
What account number is that?
That is account number A7140.2 for playgrounds and recreation center.
So that's what he has, that's the account number he's...
You were pulling from that, but he was specifically allocating or explaining that working, that is the account.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah, so
we can send a director there to eliminate the purchase. I'm not supportive.
Yeah, so there's other things, I just don't know what they all were that we had in that 2020, so there's something else we can consider eliminating in that equipment fund that the A7140.2 that's not the grills, I just don't know what the items are.
So, I'm okay with, a resolution or an understanding that we expend the money from that account, predicated on the fact that it will not be drawn away from installation of the grill on there.
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know what else is.
There's the problem. I just don't know what else about talking to your Jeffrey. What else can we pull from, but we can make sure it's not gross.
Okay. So is that a motion?
I'll just clarify it. The present motion authorizing the purchase of the 17 cubic foot freezer, upright freezer for the softball quad concession stand from Lowe's at the amount of $769. To come out of A7140.2 current balance as of 4:30, I'll go with the document here, of 8101.46, and additional note that it will not be at the expense of the grills that are budgeted for 2021.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Do you want to include in that it's that therefore have property and it's not the exclusive use of any group included on call?
Is that belong to that resolution? Absolutely.
Just so it's out there. Mm-hmm.
Amend that resolution to include verbiage that states that that will become town property and it will not have any exclusive use by any one entity.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Let's see. Anybody have any? I don't think we had anything else on the right.
I did not.
Next item we have, or I have listed, is Nexan. And they graciously offered to provide the town board with a brief synopsis of their proposal at the industrial park. There are components of that proposal that they're looking for town board consideration of. And I will open that up to, I think we have Michael Boucher.
Yeah, I had to change my vote to call because I think they have a presentation to share.
So we'll be right with you, Michael.
Second here, Michael.
Yes, I am. I can hear you.
Okay.
Thank you very much for both joining us this evening, and I appreciate your willingness to give a brief synopsis to the town board. I know there's been emails exchanged between my office and you folks, as well as you've already been before the planning board. They had some questions as well. And I thought it would be helpful to just give a brief overview for the town board members. Before we get into some of the issues that you're hoping to have addressed this evening. Floor is yours.
Sounds good. And thank you, Supervisor, and then the town board. We actually have a short presentation, so I can start there. But quickly, you are correct. I think the two topics we wanted to hit on tonight was first the easement that we're seeking for our Bader Falls solar project, which is located in the Merle Industrial Park on Merle Industrial Partners land. And this easement, we would need an easement through town parcels, particularly, I believe it is lot, Pleasant View Primary, is it 17?
It's lot 15, along the southern part of lot 15.
Okay. Yeah, let me just start my slideshow here. So I'd like to start there, if that's okay, just because that, to us, is a little bit more of a priority at this exact moment, because we are seeking to continue on some good progress I think we've had with the planning board, and in order for us to sort of complete and seek approvals in the coming meetings, we're going to need to have a survey done and an archaeological study as well, done on that part of the easement, including the parcel that we're developing on. And then I'd like Liza to take you through our solar land lease proposal. We have sort of a potential sister project, if you will, on the other side of the industrial park, which is owned by the town. And if we have time, I would love to get into that a little bit as well and answer any questions. Next thing up, we are a company. We've been in business since 2008, so 14 years or so, or just about. And we started as a startup in Boston doing commercial, small-scale solar, and over the years have really grown into a nationwide leader in particularly community solar for 300 megawatts that we have constructed, owned, and operated. We have over 50 megawatts operating in New York State right now, with an additional 150 somewhere either in construction or development at this point. We are a parent that since that time, our startup years, we are an affiliate of Mitsubishi Corporation and Diamond Generating Corporation, which is their United States independent power producing arm, and we sort of got engaged with them because they were looking for a really serious partner to develop renewable energy projects in the United States. Right now we're developing projects in over 11 states, and that continues to grow. So that's just a little bit about who we are and what we've been doing. Bader Falls Solar is the, I don't know why I have captions on here, I'm going to take those off. Bader Falls Solar is what we presented to the planning board just a few weeks ago. It is a 2.5 megawatt AC project, or approximately 3 megawatt DC project. And because of sort of design efficiencies in locating the roadway where it is, as well as being closer to the interconnection point on National Grid's distribution line that runs down Farm Road, we discovered that really the best way to get power to our project interconnect, these are the panels that you can see my cursor up here, and then this road across the National Grid easement, right away, transmission lines, and then come down to Cornet Road, and this would be along that lot 15. And the road itself would be approximately 15 to 20 feet wide. Would be a non-exclusive easement. Typically, create gravel roads that, after construction, are really only used maybe 2 to 3 times a year in order to do typical maintenance on the site, mowing of the vegetation inside, checking panels, inverters, etc. What I would like to point your attention to as part of this easement, we have it so structured that we'd like it to, you know, hug the southern parcel, the southern line of lot 16, and be as minimal impact to the lot and future development plans there as possible. All we would be looking for is the right to build it, construct it, and maintain it throughout the life. And obviously, construction will be the most active. After that, really, it's going to be pretty minimal use. I will point out at the very end where Farnham Road comes in, there would be utility poles there, between 3 and 5 utility poles that will make that interconnection point with the grid. I have not shared with the town attorney our typical easement agreement, but I could definitely push that forward should the town board be open to negotiating such an easement on this property. I'd be happy to discuss any questions and or concerns about the proposed area.
Thank you for that, Michael. The first question I would have is, are there any other options available to you other than this proposed easement?
Yeah, I mean, we have some other options going through some of the Moreau Industrial Park lands. It just puts us a little bit further down the line and sort of would make it a little bit more costly for us to do that. I think also there was, in our original design, as I mentioned at the start, we do need to continue and do a more expanded archaeological survey. I think we were going to come, the original plan site was going to abut or an area that had already been flagged, so we want to avoid that. So potentially there is, but this would be the most optimal from our point of view. I think as far as town home lands, I believe, Liza, the remaining lots that you identified are all town lots as well.
Yes, the lots in red there, lot 15, 16, 17, 18, are all owned by the town of Moreau. And part of the reason why we thought that was the best location, the most advantageous location for the town also, is that we need to be somewhat centered between the transmission line poles for in the Niagara Mohawk land area, so that was the most advantageous area that we found for the town, so that we weren't splitting a lot right down the center for future land use.
Thank you for that, Liza. I did have had conversations with the town attorney on that. One of the questions that arose, isn't it unusual for the town councilor to convey an easement on town property?
In the town of Moreau, you don't usually do that, and you couldn't convey it, you couldn't donate it to them, you couldn't do it as a gift. There would have to be some sort of consideration for this. But it is not something that Moreau has done in the past, generally speaking.
As far as the conveyance, we did include, I think, in our original correspondence, a $5,000 upfront fee, one-time payment for that consideration. This sort of runs our typical payment when we have to cross the lands of others. I don't know if that would be acceptable as far as to make it work into the town.
Yeah, this is the first time the board is hearing that offer, so I wouldn't expect them to make a decision this evening. One of the challenges for the town is, to be quite candid, the park was built with funding from the general fund to the tune of over $1 million. And one of the reasons that the town board at that time, I was a member of it, none of us were, and expending general funds for that purpose was for job creation, to have a shovel-ready site that would provide a portion of the town that is ready for a business to come in, that brings jobs with it. And I'm not sure how well it would be received by the general public. You're certainly within your rights per our zoning to be able to establish a solar generating facility within the industrial park. But, you know, we have to take into consideration what the initial intent was for building the park in all of our decisions. So that's something that the board will have to take into consideration. I just wanted to make you aware of that.
Yeah, understood. And that was raised by the planning board with respect to where the project is actually sited. I think the general consensus, or I don't know if it was consensus, but comments from the planning board, I think the reason why we selected some of these outer lots for these were, especially where the project was sited, was sort of the least impact or not as prime locations within the lot, and so therefore potentially a good use for long-term revenue to, you know, stakeholders in the park. We would think, I think the yellow line seems rather large for the lot size. We would contend to make the argument for your consideration that, you know, this would not necessarily impede any of your development opportunities there. It certainly can be complementary and be shared use with any future tenant, and hopefully not impact that at all. But those would be my arguments to the town board, and obviously we respect your comments back when the time's
right. Right. I think it would be very important if the town board members had an opportunity to walk the location where you want to do that physically, either with you or, you know, we could certainly do it on our own, but I think it would be beneficial to have you folks be a part of that, just to point out, maybe get more background as to where the array is going to stretch across, you know, that back parcel. Is that something you'd be amenable to?
So certainly. We would welcome that. I think if the town would, you know, at least grant us permission to have surveyors get off on the site, we could at least even flag sort of the entry point off the Farnham Road, just with simple flags out there, just so you can kind of visualize the width that we have planned and where it would track. We're working with a local civil engineering company, EPP, who I know the town is very familiar with. We can have them set that up in the coming week, and we'll be happy to meet you and others on the town board out there to sort of walk through the site.
There's a consensus with the board. They'd like to do that, permit the flag and the state out to take place, and then have a visual of where it's going to be. And I think you indicated, just to be clear, is it 15 feet wide or 20 or long or wider than 15 feet wide?
So we would, I believe we're proposing 15 feet. I think we have the up to 20 feet depending on fire marshal input or fire chief input as far as the width of the road that's required. Okay. So 20 feet would be at the max.
That's of the road itself. They want the right of way longer. Like, that's the travel portion, right? Travel portion would be 15 to 20 feet, and then you would need additional beyond that depending on what highway says and what fire says.
Yeah, I think we might need a little bit bumped out at the very entrance as far as easement area, so that it would allow for a truck, a national grid to service and access their poles, as well as I think it can narrow as it gets closer to the solar project itself. It can remain that way. We wouldn't need much buffer there, but we would need a little bit extended buffer right at Yeah, so eventually National Grid would seek a much smaller easement for just the length of where the pole will be located. Let me just go back to this. I don't know if the poles are here. It's not very blown up, but I can send you an actual copy that you can look at. But there would be approximately 4 to 5 that would run alongside that lot, probably going back maybe 150 feet. And so it would be approximately 150 foot in depth, and then they'd have a similar width so that they can access their poles as their equipment. The poles are mixed. There are 2 poles that are ours and 2 or 3 poles that the utility requires.
No, I meant to extend the right-of-way. It's going to be the one over lot 16, and then you have to extend it further through the National Grid property right now, right?
Correct. And that's something we are ready to start once we can sort of determine, you know, how we get out of that after that. There's a whole process of National Grid that we have to work through to get fully across. That is correct.
And is there also one of the things that you wanted the board to allow? You talked about the flagging. Is that because there might be a SHPO issue there or no?
The entire area, although I think had performed archaeological studies a while ago, back in the 90s when the park was created, hopefully getting the dates right, they had done it and they required us to do it again. And we already have performed a phase 1A and phase 1B inside of the array area on the outer parcel. However, in between the time we completed that and as we are nearing sort of seeker, which is ongoing, the rules have changed. So we used to only have to do the phase 1B archaeological digging sites only where we were trenching or building roads or electrical pads, not where the arrays were, where the panels and the racking. Now they're requiring it to be the extent, so we have to go back and complete that in the interior. And then since there has been an adjustment or a new proposed easement, we would have to include that as well. We don't know that there's no indication that it would be anything, but this sort of falls under their scope of work there.
So would you be requesting the town board to give you access to do that now? It's my understanding you have a surveyor out there or ready to go in the next day or two. Either archaeological guys out there already?
We initially, we were going to request that, but I think we may have to hold them off until we know that this could be agreeable to the town. I wouldn't want to have them do that and then have to redo it at a different access point should we have to find another one. So as far as just flagging it, I think we've had our civil engineer be out there and just give us a couple flags to show the entrance point and mark a few as it goes towards the right way, just for visual purposes. That I would like to do. As far as the archaeological study, I'm going to have them access the site through the rural industrial park lands and do the fuller study on that property where we have rights to do it at this point. I wouldn't have them do it at the easement until we know we have a path forward.
Great, thanks, Michael. Did I hear you correctly say that there is another option, but it still involves town-owned parcels? Or was it non-town-owned parcels, and it was just more expensive for you to do it?
Yeah, no, it would be, the other option would be on Merlin Industrial Park. It was just going to be a little bit more sensitive and potentially more sensitive area. So that's why we to talk to the town to see if you got if it would be something you would be open to. I think the reason why I brought up alternate town-owned lots is that, you know, if there was a different path or if it was better to be on side of lot 15 and 18 for whatever reason, or on the north side of 16 on the right side of that, you know, we could be open to a certain extent, but to Elijah's point earlier, that particular location lines up really nicely where we are the right distance away from the transmission towers that are inside that right of way. So although we could look for other opportunities, this area right here presented a really good straight shot through those towers where we would be the right distance away that they require.
So there's also a financial incentive to go this
route? Yeah, we're financial and technical.
Do we need a resolution to authorize the flag?
No.
So, with the right of way, what would the roadway consist of? Are we talking gravel or stone?
Yep, just a gravel road.
Okay. And with that right of way, would you entertain the possibility of other users being able to access it on the same, using the same easement?
Yes. Yep.
Any other questions?
No, I think
the guy's helping. Okay. All right, so I guess you've got the green light to go ahead and flag it. And we can, do the board members want to dwell independently, or do you want to meet with representatives of Metcalf as well?
Well, depending on their availability, I guess, depending on the fact that you meet with anybody. Yeah. So,
well, you've got everybody, I think you've got everybody's email. If not, you can get the information to me and I'll share it, or share it, have it for board members. And I'll give them the option of either setting up in-person viewing out there with you folks, or you know, if they prefer to do it on their own, they're welcome to do that as well.
That sounds terrific. I will we'll communicate with our civil and ask them the earliest they can be out there and flag it. And once I know that date, then I can look the times that work for all of us. We certainly like to be there and speak in person and answer any questions. So we'll attempt that and give you some data that will be done, and you can tell when it works, and we'll be out there and meet you.
Okay, great. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
I'll remove you so that you don't end the call for everybody.
They have one other call.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yeah, do you mind if we take an additional just 5 minutes from this?
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, great. Liza, I'll let you start since you'd be working on this project more directly. So this is a solo land use proposal for another lot on the industrial park. I'll let Liza take it away.
Yeah, so this would be a sister project to the other one further down Corning Road. You can see that it is located off Corning Road as well. This one is 2.5 megawatt AC, and it has single access tracker system. So unlike many solar panels, which are situated east-west, these are situated north-south, and the panel itself rotates to attract the sun. The max height is a little under 18 feet. So on this project, we have SMA Central Inverter, and right now we have proposed the JA385W modules, but we'll likely upgrade these to the newer modules, which is advantageous for the town as well. So the project is located within the Monroe Industrial Park area on Town of Monroe property, with interconnection off of Corning Road. So the parcel itself is about 17 acres and is set back off of Corning Road as well, similar to the other project, so as to allow for future development right off of Corning Road. And it is within the M1 district as well, and therefore solar projects like this in the zone fees, and therefore requires a site plan review by the planning board. And the access, like I said, is off of Corning Road as well. And the access starts off, like the other project, with a 20-foot wide road as National Grid requires through the National Grid utility pole, and then continues There's a centrally located equipment pad with the inverter, and then the perimeter fence surrounding the project, which is about, I believe, the font is pretty small, but I believe it's about 12 acres within the fence. We use a farm fence, so as to be extended this evening. So then the proposal that we have for the town, this is a typical lease offer from Nexium. The option phase is about 180 days, about $81,000 initial lump sum payment. And during that time, Nexium will perform due diligence on the site to figure out the interconnection and everything like that. But based on our knowledge of the area with the other properties and the other projects, we think we could secure something good to proceed with the project in the next few months. And then after that, the development and construction phase, which is typical 365 days with a 12-month possible extension. And during that time, Nexium would perform development tests and pursue project permitting and interconnection during development and construction. And then we move into the operation phase, which is 25-year initial term with options to extend 40 years. And that would be a $5,000 per megawatt DP rent payment or lease payment to the town, with a 1.5% escalator. So based on how the project is currently designed, the year one revenue would be $15,000. So that plus other benefits is what we are proposing to the town. And but the next slide, I believe, says.
I can jump in real quick and just lease offer. This lease offer, now getting into the details we can discuss later, does closely mirror the lease offer that we provide as a Merle Industrial Park. And so, I think there would obviously be some natural comparisons, but these projects truly are sort of sister projects, if you will, very similar size, and that's why we're discussing. We believe that the interconnection can be very competitive in a good way, meaning allowing for this project to be viable long term. In addition to what we think would be a benefit to the town is annual lease revenue for the 25-year term and beyond if it was allowed and to be extended. The purpose of these projects, typically we've done community solar projects, and right now we're in this kind of weird zone where the incentives for community solar have dwindled. But a new type of program has emerged called remote crediting. And what that means is larger off-takers, creditworthy entities, can take discounted energy credits from our projects to lower their electric costs. So not only do we believe that the town can benefit from lease revenue, but we also be willing to discuss an energy credit agreement which would provide discounted credits on accounts for their utility costs, for their electric costs, lowering them. These discounts are between 10 to 12% discount, dollar for dollar, for the energy credits we put on your bills. We actually are doing one other similar project to this in the town of Marlborough in Ulster County, where we have a lease with the town and a energy credit sale, discounted energy credit sale agreement as well to do the same thing. And then quickly just want to mention, Nexium, from its community solar projects, has also been providing these types of discounted energy credits to local hospitals, in this case, Saratoga Hospital, as well as Albany Medical Center, who just came on board and are taking credits from other existing and yet-to-be-connected projects through the national territory. So we hope that combined both the energy credit savings that we can provide and the lease revenue would be something interesting to the town. We certainly think we have a viable project here and look forward to want to thank you for the chance to present, and hopefully we can continue discussing this down the line.
Great, definitely. I do, before we move on, I do have one additional question. Based on the numbers that you just went over, how do those, you know, in benefit to the town, how do those numbers, revenue numbers, compare to projects where you actually, it's on privately owned land where, you know, there can be, I think there's pilot agreements in place in lieu of taxes. How do those numbers compare on those types of projects versus this one where the town retains ownership of the land?
Right. Are we talking about the lease revenue? Or the
The monthly revenue.
Yeah, no, the monthly revenue, you know, 5,000 a megawatt, I think, is very competitive at this point. New York, the way a lot of these projects have been financed and supported through New York State has been through something called the New York Sun Program. And that was set up as a declining block incentive program, meaning they had the amount of projects passing them through the program, the amount of incentive provided decreased. We're sort of at the end of this program. So although you may look at other towns or other situations where you might find higher lease rates or in different utilities, if you're in Orange and Rockland Utility or Central Hudson, you may see a bit higher revenue. That is because their electricity prices that the project receives are higher. For National Grid, though, this is, I believe, especially at this time, market or slightly above market rate. So this is a typical rate for this area.
Okay, great. Any other questions?
No.
All righty, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity, and we look forward to seeing you out in the field hopefully the next week or so.
Likewise.
Thanks. I'll remove these just in case so it doesn't get hacked out for everybody.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 8 on the agenda at 61 Hudson Street, which is the former town hall. I believe the clerk, as well as board members, have a copy of the draft resolution that has been put together by town attorney, as well as a seeker requirement that goes along with that. And which should we take up?
Well, you're not going to complete seeker right now. This is just to advise that you're going to declare the lead agency. This is your part one. What this is it's a resolution allowing you to transfer the property at 61 Hudson Street, since it's a town property, it's subject to a permissive referendum. So this is just a resolution for the permissive referendum on the contract. Once the 30 days is up, then you'll come back, you'll finish up seeker, and you can, if all goes well with the contract, close the deal. So you don't need to do anything on seeker, that's just for you to do.
So we don't have to declare lead agency?
You have to declare lead agency, but it's already in resolution.
Okay. So then we just have to adopt the resolution.
Correct.
And do you have a copy of it
then? I do.
Would you like to read the resolution?
Resolution, Town Board, Town of Monroe, subject authorizing transfer of surplus property to Emali LLC, subject to permissive referendum. Whereas the town is the owner of 59 to 61 Hudson Street, South Glens Falls, New York, tax map number 37.54-2-53. And whereas by resolution dated November 12, 2013, the Town Board declared the property as surplus property. And whereas Emali LLC has offered to purchase the property for $159,000, now therefore be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Monroe in regular session duly convened does hereby accept the offer of Emali LLC in the amount of $159,000 as the purchase price of the property, and be it further resolved that the Town Board hereby authorizes the attorney for the town to prepare any and all documents necessary to complete the conveyance of the property, and be it further resolved that the Town Board hereby authorizes the supervisor to execute a contract for sale of the property and any and all documents necessary to complete the conveyance, and be it further resolved that the Town Board hereby declares itself lead agency for this unlisted action, and be it further resolved that this resolution is subject to a permissive referendum as permitted by law.
Thank you very much. Would someone like to move that resolution for adoption?
So moved.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion?
No, sir.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And so now, do we have to do anything with the public notice?
No, that's for the end.
All right, that's very good news. That will assist us in expanding our recreation holdings, hopefully, in the near future. Item 9 is a community development block grant program. I need authorization via a resolution that permits the town supervisor to be a certifying officer for the program. And we do have a draft resolution. Do you have a copy of that as well?
I do.
And would you like to read that?
Sure. Town of Monroe resolution to designate certifying officer. Whereas the Town of Monroe has applied for funds and anticipates funds to be awarded through the Community Development Block Grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, as administered by the State of New York for a wastewater collection system improvements project, CFA number 104756. And whereas the Town Board of Trustees, here and after Town Board, as the anticipated recipient of the grant award, is required to designate a certifying officer for the purpose of signing required documents pertaining to this grant. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Town Board does hereby designate the town supervisor as the town certifying officer for the purpose of signing required documents pertaining to this anticipated grant. And now, therefore, be it further resolved that this resolution shall take effect immediately, approved as to form this 11th day of May, 2021.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I have a personal liability in being the office
supervisor. Oh, you're all signed up now.
I have the deputy supervisor sign. Item 10, water department requests. We've got a few items here. First one I have is a request from the water superintendent to purchase 21 inch and a half radio read water meters, as well as 21 flange connecting kits, and 3 1-inch radio read meters. This is a sole source vendor, it's Ferguson Waterworks, Clifton Park. The cost of that purchase is $13,397.79. And this would be purchased from water account water 2-83-10.4, which has a current balance of $120,993.34 as of March 31st. And the purpose of these is to go into the Lean Alley project. And so the contractor will be paying for all of these once the order comes in. So, which is good. It's a little unusual that the town of Monroe does it this way. Most municipalities, as part of their permitting process, where you pay when you get the permit. Therefore, the water district never have to front the money. But we're in the process going through our consolidation and looking at our current rules and regulations. And I think that'll be addressed further down the road. But for this project, this is the way the town has done in the past. So I suggest moving forward with it.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is we had to do some directional boring where we utilized the services of R&J Kern Incorporated in Hanson, New York. And we need to authorize the work to be done by the contractor. Actually, the work has already been done by the contractor. I'm not sure why it was prior approval, but we can discuss that at a later date. And anyway, the cost has been incurred in the amount of $10,580 for that service. And so the majority of that cost will be borne by the property owners. Actually, it's of that cost, $8,600 is being paid for by the property owners. The amount not covered is $1,980, which is why we need to look at our policies and our costs that we charge, which I think we adopted a new schedule. We're about to adopt a new schedule on those on that schedule for fees.
I believe it's been adopted.
We adopted. So hopefully we don't have that situation again where the water district has to pick up the additional costs moving forward. So I'd be looking for authorization to pay the voucher submitted by R&J Kern in the amount of $10,780.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, we have also in the water department that has been reviewed. We have a draft resolution in relation to policies and procedures for the town in relation to water districts. And do you have a copy of that resolution?
I have a resolution that was put on my desk that has to do with the consolidated water district.
So, it would be the resolution authorizing special district council to create the town of Monroe consolidated. Oh, that's the wrong one.
It's just the wrong title.
Wrong title.
I think it's the right one.
Yes, this is the right one. It's just, it's...
What is the title?
The title should say, Town of Monroe Resolution Authorizing Special District Council to Create Policies and Procedures for Water Districts.
There we go. I'm glad somebody made the most comment. Does the board have that? That one or the first title?
Let me see.
So I don't know, there was a red line copy that came out and it was cleaned up by our special counsel.
No, go ahead.
Special counsel on that. You can share it with the board if you have a copy of it.
Do you want me to run and make copies of this? Or?
Yeah, we should do that with this. I didn't realize that before the black powder. So I made a thing with the black. This is the one. So we are updating our IT at the county and the local papers. And we're going to have all that at each supervisor's desk. It's like a part of the room. There's going to be delivery monitors so that everybody can see what's being broadcast on YouTube, whatever, Facebook in the home, or where we're watching. The video and the audio will be passed, so chairman and board have the authority to allow people to speak or to
talk. I'm going to ask a question about that. They all commissioners, everything is loaded onto the.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I think it's more efficient. Thanks for doing that, Leanne. So when you have a moment, I think we'll ask you to read it before we can get it out for discussion.
Sure. Town of Monroe, resolution authorizing special district council to create policies and procedures for water districts. Whereas the town board is desirous of creating a policy to address increased development within the town. And whereas prior to the drafting of the aforesaid policy, the town board wants to commit that certain procedures be followed with respect to development. And now, therefore, it is resolved that, number one, any new independent water districts within the town are prohibited. Any new special district or district extension, either municipally or developer-initiated, shall become part of the consolidated water district to be created as soon as practicable. Number two, the installation of multiple water meters on multifamily and commercial properties is prohibited. A master meter shall be installed on the service or main supplying water to multifamily and commercial properties. Number three, the use of ductile iron pipe and fittings for any water main operated and maintained by a water district shall be standardized or will be installed within public right-of-ways. Number four, developers shall be required to purchase reserve capacity as needed for their project's projected flows plus a 50% peaking factor. Residential projects shall estimate flows based on 110 gallons per day per proposed bedroom. Commercial projects shall estimate flows based on industry standards. Number five, the payment of capacity and expansion fees is required upon planning board approval of a project or the issuance of a building permit, whichever comes first. Number six, vacant real property within the Consolidated Water District to be created shall contribute towards the debt service with the debt contribution based on the number of equivalent dwelling units assigned to the type of real property. Number seven, large development projects located within 0.5 miles of existing municipal water and/or sewer infrastructure shall be required to connect to these utilities, with the town board reserving the right to waive this requirement for small projects. Number eight, the town board will pursue revisions of the Town of Moreau Town Code, Chapter 145, entitled Water, as needed to provide a fair and predictable policy for future development projects. Number nine, the town board will use a portion of the capacity and expansion fees collected to purchase additional reserve capacity from the town of Queensbury and to study the feasibility of a new water supply source.
Thank you very much, Ann. And, this has been, in my opinion, I've been on the board for the 20th year. This has been something that has been sorely needed. This will organize, if you will, all of our procedures. It will be beneficial to the developers coming into our community. They'll know exactly what to expect, what's required of them. It won't be piecemeal like it has been over several decades now. It's the right thing to do on behalf of our water district users to make sure that we have a fair, uniform policy that everybody is complying with. So, I want to thank our special counsel for putting this together and setting us up to move forward with the consolidation of our water districts, which is something that will be very well received, I think, certainly by those that have to manage the water districts. So, with that, would somebody like to move with adoption of the resolution?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. That's all we have for water. Let's see.
Correct. Yes.
Good one there. Next item is Sewer District 1 Extension 5, and specifically, which is in relation to another resolution, and this relates to, as the board is aware, there's a force main pump station that has to be located along Route 9, and we have a property owner that has worked very well with the town and offered to allow the town to use his property for construction of that pump, and obviously that requires some legal affirmations and protections for all parties involved, and so the council has put together a draft resolution for the town board authorizing the supervisor to sign a lease for the Route 9 sewer project with the property. So do you have a copy of that resolution?
I do.
Yeah, why is there another one? Yeah. You want to do that one?
Another one. I'm trying to follow your train of thought.
I have one train of thought. The train of thought is station is.
I just want to make sure with council that this is correct, right? This one is this.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah. But that's not the one he's doing right now.
That is not the one he's doing right now.
Are you doing?
He's doing the pump station.
Yes.
For the use of the building for the field office, or are you doing the donation of land for the sewer pump station?
The one that I have is for the field office.
Okay, the field office one.
Okay, I thought he said Forest Main for the pump station.
I did. So we'll do the one for the office.
Okay.
So what happens when there's so much going around in the town?
You have no idea.
It's all good.
Is any other town have
Okay, here we go. Resolution, Town Board, Town of Moreau, subject authorizing supervisor's signature for lease for Route 9 sewer project. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau is presently engaged in a sewer infrastructure installation project known as the Route 9 Sewer Project. And whereas, as a portion of the Route 9 Sewer Project, it is necessary for the contractors to have a location on Route 9 to use as a field office and storage area for equipment and vehicles during the pendency of the project. And whereas Hillman Properties, Inc. has agreed to enter into an agreement with the town for a portion of its buildings and property located on Route 9 to be used by the town and its contractors and consultants for a field office and storage area for equipment and vehicles. And whereas the town board is legally authorized to accept this temporary donation of buildings and property pursuant to Town Law 64-8 as it will be used by the town for a public purpose. And whereas by resolution dated June 26, 2018, the town board issued a negative declaration under the State Environmental Quality Review Act for the Route 9 sewer project, which project included a field office and storage area for equipment and vehicles. And whereas as the field office and storage area for equipment and vehicles was contemplated within the entire project by the town board and its deliberations under SEAKER, this acquisition of land falls within the original negative declaration issued on June 26, 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the supervisor of the town of Moreau to enter into an agreement with Hillman Properties, Inc. for the use of buildings and land on its property located on Route 9 in the town of Moreau for the use by the town's contractors and consultants as a field office and storage area of equipment and vehicles during the pendency of the Route 9 sewer project. And be it further resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the attorney for the town and the LeBurge Group project engineer to prepare any and all documents necessary to effectuate this agreement. And be it further resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the supervisor to sign any and all documents necessary for this agreement.
Thank you, Leanne. So to be clear, this is a resolution for basically location of the field office.
So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then the next one authorizing same property owner authorizing acceptance of the donation of land. And I think board members should have a copy of the map from the location of the land to be donated, description of the land to be donated, and the zoning administrator's determination regarding the subdivision government rules. And if I have a copy of that, would you like to read that?
Sure. Resolution, Town Board, Town of Moreau, subject authorizing acceptance of donation of land, whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau is presently engaged in a sewer infrastructure installation project known as the Route 9 Sewer Project, and whereas as a portion of the Route 9 Sewer Project, it is necessary for the town to obtain land for the purpose of a sewer pump station on Route 9, and whereas Hillman Properties, Inc. has agreed to donate a portion of tax map parcel 77.4-2, which is 1340 to 1406 State Route 9 for the sewer pump station. And whereas the town board has determined that the property is suitable for this purpose, and whereas pursuant to Town Law 64-8, the town board of the town of Moreau is authorized to acquire by gift lands within the town for a public purpose, and whereas by resolution dated June 26, 2018, the town board issued a negative declaration under the State Environmental Quality Review Act for the sewer, excuse me, for the Route 9 sewer project, which project included the design and installation of a sewer pump station. And whereas, as the sewer pump station was included in the design of the Route 9 sewer project and therefore contemplated within the entire project by the town board and its deliberations under SEAKER, this acquisition of land falls within the original negative declaration issued on June 26, 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the supervisor of the town of Moreau to accept the property for use in the Route 9 sewer project as a sewer pump station, and be it further resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the attorney for the town and the LaBerge Group project engineer to prepare any and all documents necessary to effectuate this donation, and be it further resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the supervisor to sign any and all documents necessary to conclude the donation of the property to the town, and be it further resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the expenditure of those funds necessary to complete the transaction, including recording costs, tax apportionments, and title insurance. This resolution is not subject to a permissive referendum under Town Law Section 220.
Thank you, Dean. And before we take the resolution, I'd like to say on behalf of the town and those users in the sewer district, how much we appreciate Lansdowne working with the town to assist. This is actually a significant cost savings to the town that, otherwise, under circumstances, the water, the sewer project would have to pay for it. And he has generously worked with the town to come up with this agreement and is amenable to. So,
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Supervisor items. First thing, I want to thank the members of the Highway Department who today, in one day, got the Universal Playground parking lot paved. They just have some preliminary to the parking lot is done. The access road is complete, and I was down there today when they were finishing up, and they did a fantastic job. And so, I want to commend the Highway Department for assisting us with that final part of that project. So, thank you to all of them. Next item I have is I received notice from Charter Communications regarding upcoming changes to their fees. Spectrum will be charging an additional $1.54 this monthly for broadcast TV surcharge. The seasonal broadcast TV surcharge will be reduced by $6.45. The Spectrum receiver slash digital adapter will increase to $1 per receiver adapter. Spectrum TV Select will increase by $3. Spectrum TV Silver will increase by $8, except certain grandfathered active packages, which were increased by $3. Spectrum TV Gold will increase by $8. And Latino tier will increase by $1. Under committee reports, the insurance committee made a recommendation regarding our current insurance coverage and carrier, and we are staying with Ansure as a result of that recommendation, and therefore that requires a resolution to approve our liability insurance carrier. I have a copy of that.
I have it.
Yeah,
Sure, so be it resolved that the town board approves the town of Moreau's insurance policy renewal with AmSure for the period of May 1st, 2021 through April 30th, 2022 at a cost of $93,116.65 to be paid through various accounts. This policy includes automobile, property, umbrella, crime, and general liability coverage.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I believe board members received a copy of correspondence from Fred Coppola expressing his interest in resigning from his position and also his willingness to stay on as long as we need him to during the transition. He has stated that his resignation will be effective May 6th, but I believe he's still working at the necessary as we work with him.
I don't know
anything.
My thing is that there's really short staff down there now with Jeff being out and Alfred. I don't know if we're going to be looking to hire any people down there. I know we talked about the full-time position, and Dan and I talked about it this morning, and some questions about what the salary might be or something, and Dan and I kind of kicked it around. He was thinking $30,000 to $34,000 for the landfill manager's position, and I certainly like the upper end of that. I don't think if we get it too low, we're not going to find probably anybody to take it, but anybody who will be worth it can take it. So I think that those 34, even a little higher, I like the board's ideas. I think sooner than later we should probably get that.
Yeah, the only thing we're ready to advertise, we didn't come to a consensus on what we wanted to post as far as pay,
right,
whether they wanted the salary or hourly.
Right.
I don't know, does the board feel strongly one way or the other?
On salary?
Yeah, whether you want to do a salary or hourly.
Does one receive benefits and one not?
If it's a full time position, they get benefits.
Considering we're short staff, that person will be working hours, and they would be filling.
Well, they would, by the description provided by the county, they'd pretty much oversee the entire operations and plug any holes where necessary.
I prefer to be a salary position for the reasons just mentioned, and in that particular department, they have hours, slightly normal hours, with some extended weekends and stuff. So my position would be salary, I'd rather post a range. Concerned, and that lets us align someone's skills and commensurate with the salary. So I'd rather post a range than pick a number.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea, Tim, that we see what kind of experience I have, manager or experience or whatever. So if all of this is holding us up, is agreeing on salary versus hourly and then rate, I'd recommend salary and something between 30 and 34 in the range. And then let's get it done. As it relates to the rest of the position, I don't see them posting, so I would suggest that possibly that you guys work with them, let's get postings up for all positions there in the transfer station at the booth. Possibly some of the people that frequent it might be interested, and then work with supervisor's office, and let's get it posted up on the Facebook page and on the website. Not just that position, but we're short by it now.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
That's
a problem. I think I mentioned to you the last meeting, maybe in that meeting, when I saw that the Great Escape. Prior to that, I was talking to staff, and they have 1,500 positions seasonal up there. and I was told that they received nine applications.
Okay. Good job. I don't think nine people, yeah. Some number showed up, some number very, very small.
So they're bringing in staff from their other operations to, you know, keep it going. But, you know, it's not just there, it's all across, you know, the county, state, and unfortunately, it's tying into, I think, the unemployment benefits that, you know, by value we want to do, but they've been extended, you know, through August 31st. Why we want to work until the day. So I hope that policy has changed at the state level, and other states are looking at it where, you know, they want to encourage people to get off unemployment. But
agree with all that, but at the end of the day, still, if we have a turnover, you're off, we can't. So,
yeah,
post it everywhere, get it out on social media, get it up on our website.
Yeah.
If you want personnel committee involved, we'll be ready to have some renewal surfing.
Am I going to move forward with the posting that full-time position?
Do we have a resolution for that?
Great position?
Here.
I think you already authorized me to advertise it too. Over.
Yeah, you're just waiting.
We were just waiting on a description.
So you have enough information now?
I don't have a description, a job description. Okay, so I'll advertise it tomorrow.
Yeah, well, so the range will be, that'll be salary, commensurate with experience, range 30 to 34, includes health insurance benefits and retirement benefits.
Is it a civil service position?
Yes, I think it is.
I don't know.
The reason that we can do it is there's no active list or no eligible, so I have to check. If it is a facility, it will have to be an exam for it.
But we already checked our results.
Yeah, we're approving it. So you'll set for getting.
I am. Will I need to say in the ad that it's civil service if you tell me that? Do you want me to wait or just, you don't care, just leave it off?
I'll have Jeff work with you on that.
Okay.
I can't remember. It's got a job title, that's civil service for the ad, but I'm not sure.
And for the part-time position, we're looking to hire one more, two more. I mean, we need one more with Fred, even.
With the rail,
Jeff is going to come back. Jeff's going to come back. It's not.
My position, my opinion, if you're asking for it, is I don't worry about how many we're going to hire. Let's just get applicants in. If the job posting's out, we'll start to get some applicants, and you know, we might lose somebody else between now and the interview. So I don't know how many we're budgeted for, so I don't have a specific answer. But I would get the postings up everywhere and get the ads.
Would you want to have your office make some kind of posting up and put them down at the length of?
My personal opinion is that we need to be creative and take some real grassroots approach. So the answer, in my opinion, would be yes. So, you know, let's just.
What's the salary on it? Just the help line of the question?
To the supervisor's point earlier, we're going to have some struggles.
Oh, sure.
And so let's just do everything we can to improve our odds.
You might find a retired guy or something. That's what we've had out there. Two retired guys that would like to pick it up or something to do it. So.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going down a rabbit hole, so stop anytime here. But I don't know if it would be allowed. I know that in the private sector, the organizations have referral programs for their employees. So I don't know if we have any incentive that would entice our employees to recommend other people. But, you know, anything creative. He'll buy a cup of coffee.
He will not do that.
It's over 25.
Can I add that to the ad?
Sure.
For the full-time
transfer
station manager, and just add that we're looking for part-time laborers?
Laborers. We've already set a obviously. So it would be, we should put that in the paper.
So at the organizational meeting, they have different ranges depending on.
We will review what the starting hourly rate was. I can get that in my office, and we'll get to you about that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great idea. So far, you're running an ad within your position.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't care. Just don't pay a cop.
All right, that's.
Before you do that, can I go back to committee reports just for 1 second? So at the last meeting, we talked about my two water accounts, and you left it with the water committee to make a decision what to do. And I mean, we've talked about the two water accounts, one overpaid, one underpaid. I told you that the people that overpaid have been the same owner of that property from when they started overpaying. And so I just need to know if the board wants me to refund or credit.
Yeah, my position on the record on this is that I believe you should refund.
And I would echo what Mayor when Alan says to refund at this point in time.
Do we need a resolution to do that?
I would do a resolution.
Okay.
Do you remember the amount?
I have it here, yes.
I think the concern was that if it's not put as a credit account, what happens when somebody might sell the land and then we need to validate that we're giving money back as a way of holding the land through the whole, for the property through the whole thing. I think that those are the things I remember being concerned, and I think Leanne confirmed that we're talking about the same property.
So how do we handle the one in the
again, my position was I have a hard time going back. What was the amount on that, by the way?
It was $154.24.
And we're talking about billionaires that were on the town's call to go back to 2018?
Yep, fall of 2018.
I personally have a struggle going back and asking somebody to pay for services. A billion problem created a long time back, and it was a small amount.
I think I remember the conversation last time we brought up. My only concern was that if this is spread out over the whole town, it's just the water district users in that district. So, you know, it's a little bit. I mean, what is water district? Is that?
This is Water District. Hold on. Water District 6. I suppose it's not any different, though, if there's, you know, a fire and they have to pull water out of a hydrant. You know what I mean? Nobody, the district eats the cost of it. And I understand what you're saying, but...
We take it off the
contract. Oh, good to know.
I mean, if someone approached me and said, hey, you didn't pay us for the last 4 years or 3 years, if you didn't sign up for a year, I mean, and someone said, well, we could not charge it at all, or would you be willing to make a payment X amount over the next... That gets a little bit nutty for you, though.
I'll pay it myself.
I feel guilty.
If you want the money, I will pay it myself.
We're going to spend more time tracking it and keeping track of it. It's kind of a concern if somebody starts...
So we're going to need the name and address of the property owners for a resolution. Do you have that
I do. There isn't a new owner as of right now. As of right now, this is the same person that's had it. So 11 Kimberly Lane is the property that would owe us money, but we're going to waive that. And 4 Gray Fox Drive, they have a total refund due of $703.76.
For the record, I do not know the addresses since I happened to live in that development. First time I'm hearing the addresses.
And so just for some history, in case anybody did miss out on that, there was an issue with the meter numbers that were put into our system. The two meter numbers were both put in to the same accounts. And it caused a glitch going forward where the one was billed, the other wasn't billed. It was estimated. And so it just caused havoc for a while.
I apologize. One more time. 11 Kimberly, the amount?
11 Kimberly would be the one that would have to be... would owe us, and that was the $163.14.
The refunded amount.
The total refunded amount is $703.76 because we'd be crediting part of the bill that hasn't been paid yet, I believe.
Present a resolution that in reference to the address 11 Kimberly Lane, where we had a billing problem with water, this is in Water District 6, that was caused by us having more meter numbers recorded, that there's a balance due of $163.14 that dates back multiple years, resolution to forgive that balance and credit all of that charge that. And the second part of that resolution caused the same problems. The address for Gray Fox Drive, an overbilling that has occurred over a period of years. Proposal would be funded in the amount of $703.76. That will be
Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have information besides on the side on the transfer station manager. This is from the county, corresponding with Jeff. It is a competitive class position, but they have no current eligible list, so we can advertise and fill provisionally, so that means it's a sort of position.
It must be.
Yeah, so we'll have to briefly let them know that. Mm-hmm. Must be in.
Whenever they do exam, so
can't
not
exam very much. So that'll have to, well, we can bring it up during the process.
And maybe it would help draw, regardless of the app, maybe it would help draw applicants. I don't know.
So this is a. Has to be approved by New State Civil Service for 9th Feather Class. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything.
Not competitive,
there's no sense. She says, this is one of my titles listed to be approved by the Interstate Civil Service for non-competitive class.
To be approved, so it's not approved yet.
Yeah. So I'll leave that out of the
game. Yeah.
So that's just one information. And I do have a description of things that I want to work on, a lot of numbers for the ad.
I can attach that to the legal notice on the website so people can click on it and see the duties.
Okay. So that's all I have for committee reports. Which one do I need in the executive session? I do not.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All okay.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries again.
Thank you.